The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing all right, buddy. I really am, and it's I don't know what I'm looking to say here about, you know, the time of year that we're at, and, you know, I don't want to be redundant. Like we say every week, oh, time's flying, yeah. You know, because it definitely is flying, but what I want to do here is this week is try to, you know, continue on our path to educate and motivate people. And I do want to take some time here and talk about a fellow who came in and sat with you during the week that had a great tip for us this week. So why don't you take the lead and talk a little bit about what this gentleman, you know, had to say to you.
Yeah, no, you know, great guy. You know, let me start with that, of course, and came in talking and loyal listener of the show, always listening, and said to me that he questioned me. He goes, what's your theme to the show? And he goes, educate and motivate. And he goes, right. And he goes, why don't you add to not procrastinate?
I like it.
And he goes, every time I hear you guys talking about educate, motivate, and I always say, throw that procrastinate in there.
I love it.
Yeah, and it was great. And he joked around and goes, I didn't trademark it, so go ahead and use it. And, you know, and he even joked around and goes, that's my payment to you, and, you know, all that type of stuff. And, you know, but he was 100% on the money, because we 100%. Say, you know, we're trying to educate you to get that fear, if you will, out of your mind. And when the fear gets out of your mind and you realize you can go tackle something, you kind of get motivated. Right, Doug? And we always give our examples. Right. If you knew how to put the new floor in your kitchen, right, you would probably say, I'm going to do that this Saturday. But if you didn't know what you're doing, you're going to procrastinate it off and say, it kind of needs to be done. But right. And it's the same thing with your financial world. And, you know, educate, motivate to keep you from procrastinate.
You know, I like it. And as we talked about, we're going to adopt it. And it's now, you know, now it's part of our thing, you know, because when you do think about it, right, procrastination is what we're trying to get people to not do, right? Trying to avoid that. So through our education and our motivation, we want to avoid procrastination. And it really, really is, you know, and the funny thing is I bet he doesn't even realize the conversation that comment that he made to you led to what went on in the office and the amount of time that we invested in discussing that and realizing how we need to make sure that we emphasize this to the listeners out there, because educate and motivate was great, but when you add, you know, procrastinate, because we're trying to avoid, you know, you procrastinate, that just really hammered it home, and it was really, you know, great. And the conversation that you and I had in the office about ways that we're going to go forward in our approach to our practice and our approach to the radio show to really, you know, emphasize we want you to avoid procrastinating, that's really important.
Yeah, and Doug, Two things. I also had another client come this week, and I'm not going to get into her case right now because we're going to talk about the later what you've been doing, right? So we're going to get into that later. But it was a case of procrastination. I'll get into the details later. And everybody we generally meet, not everybody, but for the most part, they end up coming to see us for a reason.
Right.
And that reason triggers them to finally get them through the door. But what we find is there's always a layer of procrastination until that triggering event.
Yeah.
All right. And everybody's triggering event's different, right?
Maybe it could be anything.
Maybe I'm retiring. Maybe there was a death, an estate. Maybe there was whatever. You guys get it. You understand? But yes, that event gets you through the door to come sit down with us. But so many people say, I should have done this sooner. I didn't do it. I procrastinated. Then they'll get into the radio show with us, right? 23 years, whatever it's been. Mm-hmm. And they'll start saying, I've been listening to you for years, or the show's fabulous, type of thing. And finally they come in. So there's always procrastination that's laying there.
You know, Mike, and then so yesterday, I was in the car and I was driving to some appointments and I was really thinking about you know how I work, right? So I'm in the car now and I'm thinking about this conversation because it meant a lot to me. And then there's this song that came on the radio and it is on the highway, which country station or whatever it was. And I don't remember the artist, but the song is called The Difference. So when I was listening to the song, don't roll your eyes, hear me out.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Yeah, gave me an eye roll.
No.
You didn't even know you did it. So the song went on to comparing the differences between things and it started me thinking, right? So we're going to educate and we're going to motivate so you don't procrastinate. And then when I was listening to this song, it really made me realize we have to emphasize to our listeners out there, there's a difference between putting money into a 401k and planning for retirement. They're not the same. Yeah. But people think, oh, I'm putting money in a 401k, so I'm planning for retirement. No. There's a difference between those two things. There's a difference between owning mutual funds or owning any other sort of investment vehicle and having a consolidated investment plan in place. So there's a difference between all these things. So, you know, if we're going to be here and we're going to educate and motivate so our listeners don't procrastinate, we also need to be difference makers in their lives and make sure that they understand there's a difference between these things. There's a difference between saying you have, you know, life insurance and actually putting an estate plan in place. There's a difference between all that stuff. And that difference, to me, is the catalyst to the people who are most successful and the people who want to be successful.
And Doug, the interesting thing, too, is you know, on the surface, you take procrastinate as a bad word.
Right.
Right? I procrastinated. I should have done it, but I procrastinated. But when it comes to your financial world, it is a bad word, okay? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you're not doing things.
Correct.
Okay. And it kind of means that sometimes you're in a haphazard manner. You're doing things with no rhyme, no reason. You're doing things that sometimes are good, but you don't know what it means and why you're doing it. Okay.
Right.
So there's a little bit of that. So, we'll talk more about that later, right? We'll talk about what you've been doing and we'll kind of get it more refined and talk about things. And I know I got some things to say about it. We can explain it more. But, getting back to, how this started, really cool. I really do. I mean, like, how, you, and not only great point by the gentleman that came in, but just cool that, he listens to the show and to throw some input in there, and we've done that over the years, right? We've had other clients and people, loyal listeners, that have said, oh, did you ever think about this, or I heard you talking about that, or talk about this, or you should really hit on this. This is a major problem. So we're always open to the suggestions and the ideas, and this one really hit home.
But you know what, Mike, is that it was a very valuable suggestion to you and I. But what I don't think is probably going to be realized is how valuable that suggestion is going to be to the thousands of people who listen to the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we are going to, to pound on that. And for every person that listens to us and hears us talk about that and hears us, say educate, motivate so you don't procrastinate, and that puts them into gear, that's another positive. He was a difference maker in that person's life because now they went. So it, this is really has a ripple effect that can take place here.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing that when you talk to folks and, you know, like we talk to them individually, right? Somebody comes in, they're older, it's confidential, right?
Right.
It's all that. But when, like, we do one of our events, one of our dinners.
Which we have one coming up, by the way.
Right. It's great when there's a room full of people and, you know, questions and answers, and you hear people talk, and people often will say, oh, I want to ask this because this is happening to me, or what should I, you know, type of thing. And it really resonates. You could just see people's faces nodding like they agree, like been there, done that, or in that boat right now, if you will. Okay. Well,
you know, Mike, we're going to talk, you know, later in the show about, you know, the what have you been up to lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a review meeting I'm going to talk about, you know, but the woman that I had the review meeting with is going to come to our dinner on October 3rd coming up, which is next Wednesday night. And you know what she said to me is, I'm really looking forward to coming because I'm looking forward to the questions that are asked because somebody else might be thinking of something that I haven't thought of before. And I said to her, you know, you are exactly right. That's one of the best parts about the, you know, the evening is when we start the, you know, the social interaction with the people who come and join us. So, you know, that's really cool. And you're going to hear more about that, you know, during the show and ways that you can, you know, sign up to come to the dinner that we're having, you know, next Wednesday evening. But I just, you know, it really is great, Mike.
No, absolutely. And so.
So now that we open the show completely different than we always open the show.
Yeah,
before.
I mean, that was like, you know, like breaking news.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. But it was exciting for us. You know,
I think people can sense that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So then why don't we do it this way? Why don't we hop to a break now? And, you know, we'll take our break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that we think that you should pay attention to see if you're ready for retirement. You know, five things you should think about for retirement readiness. And I think that you're going to get some good value out of that.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been putting off getting a retirement strategy in place? Do you know that there are different Social Security options available but haven't learned about the options yet? Do you know that there are different ways to set up income for retirement but don't know what they are? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should consider attending the Retirement Income Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last presentation on October 3rd at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come and participate with the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso, as they present this educational program. There are workbooks that will be provided for your use during the evening to help get you going in the right direction. See how Social Security selections can impact your retirement. See how different financial vehicles and strategies can coordinate together, all with the idea of helping you achieve your personal retirement desires. So call now, 732-340-1410, to reserve your spot. Dinner will be served, and there's no cost or obligation to attend, and a complimentary workbook will be provided for you to keep. Again, that's October 3rd, starting at 6:30 at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River for the presentation of Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last. Call now, 732-340-1410. That number again, 732-340-1410. Don't procrastinate any longer. Call 732-340-1410. Mutual funds and variable annuities are sold by prospectus. Please review the prospectus and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're joining us here and spending some of your time listening to the show. And, you know, our objective here is to educate you, motivate you, get you going in the right direction on things that are important to you in your financial world and your money, and, you know, just hopefully bring some overall awareness and you know, get things going for you. So, Mike, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is a lot of times people will say to me, well, and you know this too, people will come in and be like, well, I don't know if we can retire. Can we retire? Are we ready to retire? You know, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. You know, there's I guess two sides to it, right? There's the mental and physical side that people say, I'm ready to retire. I had enough. I can't keep getting up like this every day. I can't take the stress of the job. But then there's the other side of the coin, and it's, well, are we ready to retire? And that means financially.
Right. You know, and so there's a couple of things that you can do, really, you know, kind of. And what we did is we kind of came up with like a 5-point list here of things that you can do to pay attention to or really look at to see if you can or if you are, you know, indeed ready to retire. And, you know, if you follow kind of along here a little bit and just kind of pay attention and see if this makes sense to you, you know, I think that, you know, it could all really come together well for people out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first thing, folks, and Mike, this is an important one. We talk to people about it all the time, is let's take your retirement budget for a test drive.
Yeah. And really what that means is, you know, before you actually retire.
Right.
Can you afford to retire? Okay. And what's meant by that is, you know, how much income are we going to have during the retirement years? And, you know, can we live off it? And you have to kind of sit down, I guess, Doug, with a pen and paper, if you will, and start adding up. Well, you know, the property taxes are this. Well, the utilities, the basic necessity bills of the house are that, you know, food. And kind of find out if you have to be in the ballpark.
Well, yeah. And what I mean by, you know, take it for a test drive is that put yourself, even though you're still working, put yourself into retirement mode and live on that budget for a while. And see how it works out for you, you know, Mike? I mean, most people have less income at retirement than they do working, right? So why not put yourself on that projected retirement budget now and see how life goes for you?
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks out there, Doug, just to say it, that will say to you, the way we're spending money right now, we can't do this during retirement.
Right.
Well, you know, then take it for a ride, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, and what's going to be the dollar amount coming through the door, and try doing it for a while, and can you do it? I mean, sometimes there's just frivolous spending, and then there's real necessity spending, and you better find out the difference and how that matches up to your number.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what we want you to do is the first thing that we think you should do is go ahead and take that retirement budget for a test drive and, you know, actually live it for a while. Now, the second thing, Mike, is I think that people need to adjust how they spend money.
Yeah, and that's, you know, basically, Doug, after your test drive, you know, you may have to adjust how you're spending money. And that's kind of, you know, I guess 1 and 1A. We're calling it, you know, here it is, 1 and 2, if you will.
Yeah.
But you have to, you know, adjust. And if there's things that you're doing, and, you know, Doug, you know, it's a big one that's out there for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people will nod their head and say, yes, it's going out to eat.
Yes.
You know, there's people that really go out to eat a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, right? Through the years, we'll hear, oh, there's a recession. Oh, the economy's bad. Money's tight. And you'll go past a restaurant on a Wednesday night, and the place is packed. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, well, it's not a Friday. It's not a Saturday. It's not a Sunday. What's going on? People eat a lot. You know, you go to the food. You ever see the food court in the mall? I mean, to me, that's the most crowded spot in an entire big mall.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other things, Mike, is that not necessarily out at a restaurant, but takeout,
yeah,
right? You
yes.
know, it's expensive. It really, really is expensive. It can, you know, it can run up the bill quickly. You know, one of the things that my wife and I have recently done, I'll use ourselves as an example, is that, listen, we're busy, right? I'm working. We got a busy schedule. She's running around with the kids. You know, making dinner isn't always the easiest thing in the world, you know. So, you know, recently what we've done is we've signed up for one of these services. The one we use is HelloFresh. They ship us 3 meals at the beginning of the week. They come in. I got to tell you something. Two major things have happened over it. Number one is we're eating better.
Sure.
Because all the stuff is right there. And number two is we're spending less money. Because it's less expensive to do that than it is to go out and order Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting away with less than $30 for Chinese food for a family? Probably not, right?
No. Yeah, you know, it's right. That's a great point. So you're right. There is a lot of demands out there in the world. And, you know, sometimes, too, it's not a matter of two if you have time. You're just physically tired or mentally tired to come home now and prepare a meal. And, you know, so people, for whatever reason, I find that to be one of the biggest expenditures that people are really out of control with.
Yes.
You know, because your taxes are your taxes and your electric's kind of your electric and your gas is your gas. We get it, you know. But when it comes to food, that is something that you can't control. And sometimes people go heavier than they should.
Yeah. And, you know, another area where, you know, people, you know, adjust your spending plan. Well, a lot of people who work up in the morning, get up in the morning, they head out. What do they stop for on the way to work?
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee and a bagel, a cup of coffee and, you know, a donut or something like that. And, you know, when maybe you have to adjust that part because it doesn't sound like a lot. But next thing you know, it's $4 a day, $5 a day, every day, $20, $25 a week, whatever it is, you know, $100 a month. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're talking real money.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, so you got to so after you take the retirement budget for a test drive and you find out areas of, you know, weaknesses or and strengths as well, then what you need to do is you need to adjust your spending plan,
yep.
Right? So then the next thing that you come to, Mike, is that really, really important is you want to check your emergency fund as well as your medical coverage.
Yeah. Two big ones there, right, Doug? I mean, the emergency fund, right? Everybody needs to have a certain amount of kind of cash put away.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens or to have, you know, sometimes they'll say to you, you know, a year's worth of expenses, 2 years, 18 months, what have you type of thing put away. That's the emergency fund. And then the medical coverage, Doug, and this is a big one. A lot of people make big mistakes when it comes to planning their retirement without considering the medical side.
Sure.
Because what happens, Doug, is right now maybe your medical coverage or your medical costs may be very minimal. You know, maybe you're not on any prescriptions. Maybe you're on something small and it's very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But if something was to happen to you during your retirement years, which the older you get, right, chances are certain things happen to all of us, your medical coverage, your medical costs could jump very substantially.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't plan for that. And there's prescriptions out there that can really, really take it to you when it comes to costs.
Sure. And, you know, Mike, the emergency fund part of it is really important because here's something that is very commonplace in today's society is that many people, all their retirement money is in retirement plans. Okay, so it's in a 401k, it's in an IRA, it's in some sort of retirement tax deferred vehicle. And unfortunately, it feels like it's becoming more commonplace where people do not have money sitting on the outside of those plans for other items. Now, why this is problematic is really, you know, a couple fold. First of all, is that if you need money and you have to take it out of an emergency out of a retirement plan, what happens?
Well, it's going to be taxed.
Taxes, right?
First and foremost.
So now that gets dumped on top of your, you know, it's extra money that you had to take out that's going to have taxes on. Now, the other part of it is that if your retirement income strategy encompassed using those retirement funds and you had to take a lump sum money out of it, well, that may have a negative impact on your retirement income for the remainder of your life.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's really very important to make sure that you go through the, you know, the process of establishing an emergency fund, a slush fund, whatever you want to call it for yourself and for your family. It's really, really important to do that, as well as to have your hands around and understand medical coverage into retirement, which, you know, Medicare, you got to understand what's going on with all that stuff. It's really very important.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, just get back on an emergency fund real quick. One final comment is the financial society that we live in this day. Unfortunately, we see a lot of people kind of work hard, pay the mortgage and had money taken out of their paycheck for their 401k
mm-hmm.
and kind of had to spend everything else that was left over from the paycheck
right.
just to kind of get by and survive, if you will. And like you said, you end up with money just in retirement plans. The home's paid, but they come up very short when it comes to emergency money. We also call it, Doug, a lot of ways, a lot of times, too, it's non-qualified money, which means
right.
non-retirement money.
Yep. So that's really, really important. So there's your, you know, our first three things. And what we're talking about here, folks, is we're kind of giving you five things to think about, five ways to test, you know, if you are, you know, if you're ready for retire, you know, to retire, what your retirement readiness, you know, is. And so that brings us now to number four. And this is may sound silly when I say it, But take it from us, being who we are and, you know, what we do for a living, it's common, is you got to make sure that your spouse is on board with the plan.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, it brings, you know, retirement brings obviously big financial changes. And you have to make sure you're in agreement with your spouse. And, Doug, I have to say, and, you know, and I have to report it, is that very often we'll sit down with couples and when they're planning retirement, and sometimes the spouse will say, he or she, they're not retiring yet.
Oh, no,
you're not retiring. Oh, I got to get out. I'm getting out. I want to get out. Hey, Mike, hey, Doug, can I get out in 2 years, 3 years, a year? Oh, no. You're not retiring. And it's said with a smile and in jest, but there's things deep down to that, because it means there's going to be a financial adjustment, less income coming through the door usually. And often the spouse is not just not up for it yet.
One of the places that's that we see this often is when there's a gap in age between the spouses, right? If one's maybe 5 years or 6 years older than the other one, or even more, right? You know, all of a sudden, somebody who's 66 years old, if their spouse is only 59 years old, well, you know, that's 7 years differential in age. But the 66-year-old, you know, wants to call it quits, but the 59-year-old's not ready to call it quits yet. And in their mind, they may not feel as though the 66-year-old should call it quits yet either.
Correct.
You know, because what are you going to do all day?
Yeah. And, you know, you hear that. That's a great phrase there, Doug. It's, well, what are you going to do all day when you retire? And, you know, and it does lead to tension, does lead to stress. And, you know, making sure that you're both in agreement on your retiring is very, very important.
Yeah. You know, Mike, when we step back a little bit and we take a look, and if we kind of like, you know, looked from above and analyzed, you know, all our clients, right, if we could do this one, you know, do this, is that the people who seem to be the happiest and really enjoy their retirements the most are the people who are together in their thoughts and beliefs on, you know, when they should retire, what it should look like, and all that stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's a definite meeting of the minds.
Yeah. So that's really, really important as well. And then number five is, this is a biggie to me, be sure that you're set up to enjoy your retirement years. You know, make sure, and I just spoke to a couple about this week, is make sure that you got it planned out. You know what you're going to do with yourself. You know, don't wait until you retire and then say, I'll figure it out then. Have a plan. Like, I know that I'm going to do this. I know I'm going to volunteer at a hospital. I know I'm going to do this with animals. Whatever, you know, it is for you, have a plan in place.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, another thing I try to tell the clients is be ready to go right at the beginning of retirement.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, you know, get that bucket list together. And you know, is it the cruise? Is it the European trip? What you have? Is it a couple of months in Florida? Whatever makes you happy, be ready to do it. Because I try to remind the folks that you're young now in retirement.
Yes.
And you have your health. And you know, down the road, you're going to be older and you may not have your health and who may not be able to fly or whatever may happen to you. So to me, when you retire, be ready to do what you want to do and enjoy it. And it also means be financially ready to be able to do that too, right, Doug? I mean, you know, traveling stuff costs money. It's, you know, it's, we're talking today about just living in retirement and paying the taxes and food and all that type of stuff. But to go on those special trips, you got to make sure you got some money put away for that if that's what you're going to be doing. And it's, you know, I think, Doug, advisable to do it earlier than later in your retirement.
Yeah, you know what a lot of people need to understand and remember, Mike, is that retirement, I like to say, is front-end loaded. You really do all, you know, you do your most, you tend to do your funnest things and your most extravagant things, like you just said, when you're younger, right? And, you know, if we watch people's spending patterns, if we did a, you know, a sophisticated analysis, which we haven't done, but if we did, I'll bet you that the results would show us that, you know, as they're getting older, their spending is getting lower.
Yes.
Right? Because we become less active, right?
Yeah.
So those are, you know, five things, you know, just to reiterate for you guys, is take your retirement budget for a test drive, adjust your spending accordingly, create your emergency fund and medical and cover your medical coverage, make sure that your spouse is on board, and be sure that you're set up to enjoy retirement. Now, one of the really cool things that Mike and I can do, and we do for people, is walk you through this kind of stuff here. Make sure you are ready for retirement. And we want to do it in advance of retirement. We don't want to wait until you do retire. We want to do it in advance of retirement to see if you are prepared. So if this kind of stuff that we're talking about here makes sense to you and resonates, and you're like, hey, you want to know something? I do want to go through this, you know, this easy process with these guys, this, you know, and it's not time consuming. It's not arduous, and they know what they're doing, so they make it easy. We'd be happy to do it with you. You just need to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call, leave your name and your telephone number. We'll give you a call back, and we'll be certain to schedule a time to get together with you and walk through this, you know, retirement readiness kind of stuff with you guys and see if you're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Have you been putting off getting a retirement strategy in place? Do you know that there are different Social Security options available but haven't learned about the options yet? Do you know that there are different ways to set up income for retirement but don't know what they are? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should consider attending the Retirement Income Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last presentation on October 3rd at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come and participate with the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso, as they present this educational program. There are workbooks that will be provided for your use during the evening to help get you going in the right direction. See how Social Security selections can impact your retirement. See how different financial vehicles and strategies can coordinate together, all with the idea of helping you achieve your personal retirement desires. So call now, 732-340-1410, to reserve your spot. Dinner will be served, and there's no cost or obligation to attend, and a complimentary workbook will be provided for you to keep. Again, that's October 3rd, starting at 6:30 at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, for the presentation of Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last. Call now, 732-340-1410. That number again, 732-340-1410. Don't procrastinate any longer. Call 732-340-1410. Mutual funds and variable annuities are sold by prospectus. Please review the prospectus and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and you know, hope that you're enjoying the show here a little bit. We're here to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate, okay, with your money. We want to get you moving in the right direction, see if we can, you know, do our part at least, Michael, and, you know, help them move the ball forwards in their financial life. And, you know, we come to this segment of the show here where we like to kind of talk about, you know, what have we been up to lately? What have we spoken to people about? New clients, existing clients, that kind of stuff. You know, to give you, you know, some ideas of what's on other people's minds out there to see if maybe, hey, yeah, you know, that has to do with you or, you know, clicks or, you know, whatever you want to do. So why don't you kick it off, Mike? I know you were pretty excited at the beginning of the show about this segment today, as am I. So Take it away, buddy.
Yeah, sure will. Well, had a client come in, you know, and of course she came in with the big tote bag full of statements, documents, and paper. And she was just, you know, came in and put it all on the conference room table and, you know, and was talking about her situation. Obviously, her thing that basically with the procrastination, I should have done this a long time ago. I didn't do it. I have this. I have that. And she's blurting out all different names of companies and all different investments and stuff like that. And, you know, we patiently went through everything together. Okay. And you know, this is way old, this statement. Here's a more newer statement. So we had that, you know, built a shred pile, you know, the whole type of deal. And we went through everything. And the reason why I was so anxious to talk about this and bring it up is that what I found was the numbers were actually very good.
Okay.
And when I was speaking to her as we were doing this, A, she wasn't sure of the numbers. But B, her concern was that, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I have. I don't know how much. How am I going to retire? How's this all going to play out? All the question marks were there.
Yep.
And, you know, sure enough, typical case of did a lot of different things, did a lot of different things with a lot of different people, never worked with one advisor. Like the services we provide, Doug, well, come on in, you know, wealth management, we'll sit down your entirety. People were always bit and piecing her to death, if you will. And, you know, there it all is. So we have a two-prong approach going here. First off, was getting it all understood, which is...
Financial organization, right?
Yep.
Right.
Mission accomplished. And yep. We talked about even going forward now and getting a folder at home and when the mail comes and... thinking this is something that, you know, Michael needs to see. I'll bring it in when I'm going to see him next time. So we got through financial organization. We did that. And then we talked about, you know, the numbers, if you will. What did they mean for the different phases of her life, right? Whether it be retirement or non-retirement or, you know, insurances and what have you. And then now it's a matter of the consolidation and the game planning and getting a plan in place and moving forward for what she was really thinks she was lacking.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess the moral to my story and the reason why I want to say it was because of procrastination, she went along and just did, she knew she had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Putting money away. I need to put money into my retirement plan at work. I need to do this. I need to do that. Couldn't tell you who, what, and why, what she owned, but needed the direction and now needs the direction. So there was a case of the underneath numbers were actually pretty good and nice to work with going forward to reach her goals. But financial organization, procrastination, all the killers you and I talk about week in and week out on the show were staring us right in the eyes.
Mike, how about it sounds to me when I sit here and I listen to you tell that story, is also how about the other concept that I introduced in the beginning of the show now, where there is a difference between having investments and putting money away and having a strategy in place, right? Right?
Yeah.
There's a difference. She came in. She had investments. She had money. She had stuff put away. But she had no strategy, you know, overall strategy to accomplish the objective. So there's a difference. Now, hopefully going forwards, she likes the strategy you put together for her, and you know, and now it's the financial picture for her is different going forward. So there's more clarity, if you will, and you know, to your point that you said before, if nothing else, she's organized now.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? To be honest with you, when you know, we get these cases right for the most part a lot. Okay, I'm not gonna say all the time, but a lot. And for me, when I first saw it getting all dumped out, I almost get a little overwhelmed, like, all right, we got a lot of digging and sifting to do here. But by the end of, I'm going to say about 45 minutes it took, felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Felt very, you know, building piles and very organized and saying, okay, here's what's for our next meeting, what's going to happen. Here's what we need to accomplish. Felt great, though. I mean, felt great for her. She felt great, but felt good for myself. It was like another one saved, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's what I almost felt like.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And you know, Mike, I think the people leave with a sense of accomplishment. But I got to tell you, you know, if we're honest with the folks out there, the feeling that we get from helping you have that feeling of accomplishment is very special.
Sure.
It's like when you help anybody in your life, right? Yeah, you did something nice for them, but you really feel awfully good after it, right?
Sure.
So let me, that's great. You know, I had a, a bunch of appointments too, and I had a review meeting with an existing client right now where we sat and we went over, you know, her situation. And here is a situation where a very successful business owner owns a bed and breakfast and does very well for herself. And but what do you think happens to a bed and breakfast, Mike, between the end of April and the end of September in a busy shore community?
Oh, it's nonstop 24/7.
Right. You know, and openly admit and, you know, say, you know, I haven't really paid any attention to this stuff, and I'm glad that you're here to do a review meeting. Now, that's commonplace. That just doesn't happen with the person who has a seasonal business. That's what happens to people in life. Life takes over, and you get very, very busy. And I wanted to bring that up because I think one of the benefits of, you know, having you and I work with the people out there is that a lot of times we push that meeting along to say, no, we need to sit down and go over this. We might not make any changes, but I need to update you on what's going on. And then the conversation led to very good questions, Mike, about my opinion on whether or not, you know, there's a recession coming, what's going on with the economy and the market, and a great lot of fun to have those conversations with business owners. Right. Because they're firsthand seeing what's going on in the economy, people's spending habits, you know, and all that, you know, all that fun stuff. So really good conversations to have and a lot of fun. But your typical business owner stuff that, you know, we have to bring to the forefront, too. Let's make sure that the estate plan's in place, you know, the retirement strategies, the protections, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And that's a classic case of, Doug, like you said, very, you know, seasonalized business.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there's people that are like, they feel like they're on that treadmill nonstop all year round.
Right.
And I'm sure there's people listening right now going, well, how would you like to be that for 12 months out of the year? And then what you said, life takes over, right? Children's sports, school events, unfortunately, medical emergencies,
yep.
Right? You know, stuff, you know, taking care of parents and elderly and stuff. I mean, it's just, so there's a lot of things that happen that way. Hey, Doug, here's another thing I was sitting here thinking about that I wanted to share with you. We were talking about talking with people, and I sat down with existing clients of ours. And, you know, I come across entering into retirement. And I spoke to them about, well, how much are you going through on a monthly basis? And they're like, geez, we really don't know. And,
yeah.
And it's a very good situation where it's not like money's tight, and that's why I'm bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
So money's not tight to say, oh, like, we can't get by. There's plenty of retirement there on a monthly basis. But what I find is that often folks that are like that don't have really a firm understanding of what's going on a spending a monthly basis.
You know, Mike, you're right. And that's where the segment that we spoke about before this, the five steps to see if how your retirement readiness or how are you prepared for retirement is really very beneficial. And I'm certain, well, I'm stealing your thunder here, but I know you started taking them down that path
right.
of doing that.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, interesting enough is that, you know, people don't want to do it or they're afraid to do it because they don't want to know the number because they don't have enough. Well, this wasn't the case. And they kind of chuckled and said, like, yeah, we really do got to get to know that. You know what I'm saying? Like what's going on? Where's the money go on a monthly basis? Because we were doing some cash flow analysis of planning forward and stuff. And, you know, it just hit me that way that there's an overwhelming population out there, Doug, even pre-retirement, that have no clue of how much money they need on a month or what they spend on a monthly basis because they have plenty of money coming through the door. You get what I'm saying, Doug?
100%. And what we need to emphasize to these people out there, and there's plenty of them listening to the show right now, I'm certain of it, is that, and we've said this a million times on the show, there are two sources of income. There is people at work and there is money at work. And when one of the two stops, the other one's got to be able to pick up the slack. Now, one of the issues that we have to bring to light with people of this nature that you and I are talking about, where there's plenty of money coming through the door while they're working, is, well, is there going to be plenty of money coming through the door when you're no longer working? That's the secret sauce right there, is that there's a difference between working and earning money and not working and earning money and having enough money coming through the door. There's a difference there.
And there's also, Doug, a need here, too, that if you're careless with your money, okay, right? There's two types of careless. There's the person that's careless with their money and they're spending money and they don't really know, or they're not really beating down on it, but they have plenty of income coming through the door, so it's being masked.
Right.
And then there's the person that's careless and spending money and running up credit card debt, what have you, and they don't have enough money.
Yeah.
And it becomes a catastrophe for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just because you have plenty of money coming through the door doesn't mean you're not careless, wasting money, or making bad financial decisions. It's being masked.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, Mike, really having, you know, retirement income strategies in place come to, you know, really, really be beneficial and valuable to people out there. And, you know, we got a dinner coming up when, I know you heard about it already, we've got a dinner coming up next week where we're going to, you know, address this issue. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you're participating, paying attention, and coming out and doing that stuff. You know, Mike, I had another meeting and a discussion with a client this week who has reached the wonderful age of now being required to take money out of their retirement accounts. 70 and a half years old, required minimal distribution. Client doesn't need the money, doesn't want to take the money. IRS tells the client, you're taking the money. So the question comes up, what am I going to do with this money? You know, and there's a whole bunch of people out there just like that. And people are under the misconception, well, many people that we've spoken to, is that they have to spend the money, right? A lot of people think, oh, I got to take it out of this account. Well, what am I going to do with it? You know, I don't have anything to buy. Like, okay, well, you don't have to buy anything. Well, you got to take it out of this account. We could put it in another, you know, type of account. But there's a whole bunch of people, Mike, who turned 70 and a half this year that are now in that same boat. And not only do they have to take it out, they got to figure out how much they got to take out. And then what are they going to do with it afterwards?
And not only that, Doug, the other big one I get is okay, if I take it out, I could put it back in.
Right.
I get that one all the time.
Yeah.
So that's a common, you know, pick the most popular answer here is I'm putting it back in.
Yeah, yeah, so. More than likely. So, you know, there's options and there's ideas and there's different strategies that you can do with your required minimal distributions. But the first thing I want to emphasize to you is make sure you take it, because the IRS doesn't like it very much when you don't take it. The penalty's steep of that. It could be up to 50% of the required distribution that is the penalty on it.
Yeah, but you know what, too, Doug, is, and the reason that costs a lot of it is the saver is always the saver, right? We find that when you've got a good grasp on things and you're a saver and that type of thing, and they've done that all the way till 70 and a half, they're not used to this withdrawal thing.
No, not at all. And listen, Mike, for argument's sake, and it's just a rough number, if you got $1 million put away for retirement, which isn't that uncommon in today's day and age, you're looking at it like about a $33,000, $34,000 required minimal distribution out of that.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, you know, and it's something that needs to be, you know, looked at. You know, one of the strategies I throw it out there that we talk to people about, and I don't know if it's right for you or not right for you, but if you are still working, well, maybe you should increase your current 401k contributions to the maximum amount so that you can put you. Here's the funny thing is that if you're still working, you have a 401k, you can still contribute to that, and you don't have to take a required minimal distribution out of that 401k. So, but if you got IRAs, you have to take them out of there. So maybe a little tax strategy, you know, play should be in the works here for those people.
Great point, Doug. That's a great point. And, you know, again, there's a lot of people every year. There's a whole new wave of 70 and a halfers out there, right? And that's just how it works. And, you know, there are different ideas and strategies, and beyond the how much and from where and all that, there's also strategies that need to be discussed.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been pretty busy in the office lately, and a lot of review appointments, a lot of new clients, you know, coming in and sitting down. So it's really been a good mixed bag, if you will, you know. And it's not uncommon in our business where, in our firm at least, where for a while we'll go with just reviews with new clients, and then we'll go for a while with, you know, predominantly, you know, existing client kind of stuff. I meant, you know, so it's not uncommon. So it's been a healthy mix of stuff going on, you know, right now, and it's really been a dynamic time and an exciting time for us. And you know, interest rates are going up. Those are things that we have to look at with our clients. How does that create different, you know, opportunities for us, or how does that create more stresses for us, because it can also do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it really has been a dynamic time right now.
Yeah, Doug, I've been saying it all along, is I felt that it was extremely busy this summer,
yep.
And I don't think September has slowed down at all.
No, it certainly hasn't. So, all right, that's kind of where we are right now. It's let's hop to another break and pay attention, because you're going to hear now some information about the dinner that we have coming up. So, you know, you can respond accordingly. So just, you know, stay tuned right here, and you're going to hear a little message, and then we'll be back in a minute.
Have you been putting off getting a retirement strategy in place? Do you know that there are different Social Security options available but haven't learned about the options yet? Do you know that there are different ways to set up income for retirement but don't know what they are? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should consider attending the Retirement Income Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last presentation on October 3rd at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come and participate with the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso, as they present this educational program. There are workbooks that will be provided for your use during the evening to help get you going in the right direction. See how Social Security selections can impact your retirement. See how different financial vehicles and strategies can coordinate together, all with the idea of helping you achieve your personal retirement desires. So call now, 732-340-1410, to reserve your spot. Dinner will be served, and there's no cost or obligation to attend, and a complimentary workbook will be provided for you to keep. Again, that's October 3rd, starting at 6:30 at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, for the presentation of Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last. Call now, 732-340-1410. That number again, 732-340-1410. Don't procrastinate any longer. Call 732-340-1410. Mutual funds and variable annuities are sold by prospectus. Please review the prospectus and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're enjoying the show here today. And you know, we're here to educate you and motivate so that you do not procrastinate, you know, with your money. And Mike, I think we really talked about a lot of diverse stuff here, you know, on the show today. And you know, we talked about in the beginning, you know, procrastination, which is, you know, we think one of the big evils, you know, in people's lives. And then, you know, then we talked about, you know, preparing yourself for retirement and, you know, doing some steps to see if you're ready, you know, some things that you can do to see if you're ready. And then we talked about stuff that we've been going through, you know, with other people. And, you know, and that brings us to here.
Yeah, here we are.
And here we are now, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I think we talked about a lot of, you know, diversified stuff this week, a lot of different things. But I think a lot of things, very basic, that hit home with
yeah.
most people.
Right.
You know, like those hot button items, if you will. You know, there's things, Doug, in our business, our industry, you could talk about, it doesn't affect me, you know. But I think a lot of things we hit on really, really touches everybody in some way or form.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, Mike, I want to remind everybody out there that at any time, you and I are available for a complimentary consultation with no obligation, no cost, any, you know, no strings attached, any of that stuff. And we welcome these opportunities. And just to let you know is that most often they're meetings, you know, one-on-one meetings, but sometimes they're phone calls, you know, to have a conversation and see if it makes sense to get together. Either way is fine with us whenever you want to do it. And our number for you to call at any time you want to is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's our Your Financial Future hotline, and you know, you can leave your name and your number, and you know, we'll give you a call back and get in touch with you. But we want to, you know, make sure you are not shy or timid in picking the phone up to do those things. We're here to help you. We want to be difference makers in your financial life.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's not fake. Okay, that's 100. Right. That's 100%. You know, so take us up on it, and you'll see.
Yeah, and you know, reminder, as you heard in the show, and we talked about it a couple of times, and yeah, I'm hitting on it again, is that, you know, we got a dinner coming up this Wednesday night, and if you'd like to, you know, you'd like to come out, you know, you're going to hear, you know, information about it again at the end of the show here. Just, you know, do what you want to do. It's, you know, we're going to talk about retirement income, and, you know, strategies for retirement income, and I think that's, you know, really, you know, a very important topic for probably most people listening. And by the way, it applies whether you're already retired or you're planning on retiring, right? Yeah. Because there's a lot of people out there, like we said at the beginning of the show, there's a difference between having financial vehicles and investments and savings and that stuff and actually having a financial strategy. They're not the same. The strategy, you know, is really important. So there's a difference between having those. So we want to motivate you, educate you, and make sure that you don't procrastinate in having that done.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, about the dinner, it's going to be a great night. It always is, if right. You don't mind me saying, and it's a laid-back night. It's good conversation, good food, good presentation. People yep. That have been to them, they have a great time. So love to see everybody out there.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope to see you out on Wednesday night. And otherwise, do us a favor this week. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been putting off getting a retirement strategy in place? Do you know that there are different Social Security options available but haven't learned about the options yet? Do you know that there are different ways to set up income for retirement but don't know what they are? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should consider attending the Retirement Income Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last presentation on October 3rd at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come and participate with the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, as they present this educational program. There are workbooks that will be provided for your use during the evening to help get you going in the right direction. See how Social Security selections can impact your retirement. See how different financial vehicles and strategies can coordinate together, all with the idea of helping you achieve your personal retirement desires. So call now, 732-340-1410, to reserve your spot. Dinner will be served, and there's no cost or obligation to attend, and a complimentary workbook will be provided for you to keep. Again, that's October 3rd, starting at 6:30 at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, for the presentation of Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Make Your Money Last. Call now, 732-340-1410. That number again, 732-340-1410. Don't procrastinate any longer. Call 732-340-1410. Mutual funds and variable annuities are sold by prospectus. Please review the prospectus and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.